So this is Georgie Zuzak with her astrology-themed seven deadly spins right here on Sydney's 2SER 107.3.
Jump in the gap.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Seven deadly spins.
That man has got magic fingers.
Okay, here we go.
We won't let a few moonbeams control our destiny. The stars say you're wrong for me, but my heart never took a stride.
You out of my mind.
another day, and we still found a way.
We'll make it.
Are you crying?
Someday.
Oh, don't do that.
Somehow.
Cause everything we lose now, with a little faith, we'll get it back.
Trying our best to get by. We work hard every day, take a little of our pay and set it aside. Cause it's rough going up the hill, but we'll keep trying until we reach the top. And we were broke, but my income tax check came just in time to pay the note. Many close calls like that has happened, but yet we came through. That's why.
Reading's been astrology. Never meant that much to me. Seven deadly spins.
Okay, here we go.
Mystic charts of astrology. What does the future hold for me? Midnight stars? Fantasy? Who will my lover be?
here on Sydney's 2SER 107.3, and for the last seven amazing tunes you've been listening to Georgie Zuzak in the mix for us for our Seven Deadly Spins segment, where we ask guest DJs and selectors to choose seven 7-inches with some kind of theme. And if you weren't listening when we first sort of started the segment, then I hope that you got the theme. If not, it was astrology.
Astrology.
George, amazing tunes.
Thank you.
What was that last one?
Do you want me to do a little bit of a back announce? So that was Capricorn with Capricorn, although I guess no prizes for that one. I'm not sure how, I can't remember how I discovered that one. Anyway, obviously, you know, trawling through something. And up before there was Stargazer by the McClintons.
And it's such a great track.
It's a great track. Yeah. And the other side is equally as fantastic. So I'm just trying to think what the other track is. Anyway, it's a great little 7-inch, and you can actually get that one out and about now because it was a reissue.
And it's such a great voice. It's kind of fairly androgynous. Almost kind of reminds me of that kind of kiddie soul at the very beginning, but then you're kind of going, is this a woman or a man at the very beginning?
Yeah.
The McClintons, right?
The McClintons. And I think, it is a male and female team.
Yes.
So I guess, and they have very similar voices. So, yeah, it's an interesting, I really like it. It's kind of cheesy, I guess, in some respects, but who knows?
And we love androgyny.
I like a bit of fromage. Apparently it's like having cocaine. And up before that, Whatever Your Sign, Part 1, I played from 1975 by the band Prophecy. Part 2 is very similar, but, you know. And Readings in Astrology, Jesse Anderson, which is, Curtis Mayfield redone. And Me and My Gemini.
That was a good one.
1976. Isn't it great?
Who's that one by?
By a band called First Class. And then I started off with, I went to Barbara Lewis, The Stars. Lovely.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, gorgeous. And started off with Shirley Brown, Even If the Signs Are Wrong, I Still Love You, both from 71 and 70 on the Kent label. So that's why you haven't had me in for 11 years. It's been taking me a while to get my act together.
Okay, we'll start collecting for the next thing. And we'll have you in what will it be? I don't know, 2030 or something. You're on 2SER 107.3. We're almost at the end of today's edition of the Jump in the Gap show. I hope you've enjoyed it. I certainly enjoyed those seven inches from Georgie. And also, if you were tuned in before that, we heard tracks from the brand new Marvin Gaye album, which will be in Australia very soon. May is the release date here. You can get it on Gatefold double vinyl, and it includes a whole bunch of tracks that kind of weren't released in the day, 1972, when they were recorded, but were kind of, you know, various versions of them came out on certain, you know, the best of Marvin Gaye type things as bonus tracks. But now they're all collected together with some new mixes, and you can find them all on two LPs. So that will be in Australia very soon. And there's going to be some celebrations coming up soon in Australia for the sort of the whole Motown birthday. But of course, it's also would have been Marvin Gaye's 80th birthday.
And talking about astrology, I'm going to say happy birthday to all the Aries, and he in fact was an Aries.
Yeah, so you share your star sign. If you're celebrating your birthday at the moment, then you share your star sign with Marvin Gaye, who was our sort of feature artist here on the show today as well. Georgie Zuzak, amazing, always a pleasure.
Thank you very
much.
How long
have I known you now?
More than half my life.
Now, this is great because you've stayed in theme and you've chosen a track to take us out today. Tell us about it.
Oh, okay. Al Kent always has put these albums together, Disco Love. And anyway, this one got a repressing, which is the very first one. So I've had it on CD and saw that it's back out on LP and had to grab it because, yes, we were talking about people that have to buy everything twice. That's me. Anyway, this one fit right in theme. It's by a band called The Third World Connection, and the track is called Hot Seat.
Hot Seat. Thanks for being in the hot seat today.
Thank you for having me.
You're on 2SER 107.3, and here's Hot Seat to take us out today. Stay tuned because there's lots more great music coming your way here on Sydney's 2SER 107.3.
jumping, 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 jumping.
That's what it's like listening. Tremendous.
And I'll see y'all next time. Bye-bye.
Jumping the gap.